You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, senior editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you for a very jubilant post-game podcast. That's right, myself, Brian Anthony Davis, and Dave Schofield are all here. I pulled out all the stops today, guys. If you're listening in audio, I brought out the old Believer shirt. Brian had it on the other day. This is like rarefied air for me when I bring this t-shirt out, but it worked. The Steelers win 20-19, and what a dramatic game. What a dramatic finish. We're going to break it all down for you. Let's bring Brian Anthony Davis on. Brian, what's up?
This podcast is sponsored by Katrina and the Waves. I'm walking on sunshine.
I love it. Dave Schofield, what's up? How's it going?
I don't know. Brian's doing a great Wilson impersonation where he's just barely peeking up from the screen on his computer. My goodness. I had a crazy tweet that I said, what a difference a week makes. I'm pacing and jumping around my family room watching this game where last week I was just sitting there with my towel over my face. What just an opportunity. I had the same emotions sitting in the same spot, watching the same TV, doing the same thing with my Christmas tree up, like the Christmas Day game several years ago, going crazy. My wife can't watch the game with me, but yet it was on our TV upstairs, and I hear them screaming upstairs. The family was watching without me because they know they can't watch with me because I'm like, be quiet, I want to hear. And they were enjoying it as much as I was. What a game.
Yeah, like my family's eating dinner in the dining room. I'm in the living room and I'm clapping and yelling, TJ, get him, get him. The kids, I hear the kids say during dinner, like, Dad's talking to the TV.
I'd scream at the TV all the time.
He does that a lot. He does that a lot. That's nothing new. Let's get Eamon's tip here. $4.99. He says, OMG. That's the exact feeling yeah. that a lot of us feel after that game where it was just, there was so much ebb and flow, ups and downs. Let's get another one up here. Philip. I haven't heard from Philip in a while. He said, he gave us $10. $10. He really liked what I saw out of the O-line as a whole tonight against a very stout Ravens D. LeGlue was the glue. It felt like on many big Najee Harris runs. Hashtag rock to Danage. Also, Deontay looking like a true wide receiver one. Thank you for the tip and some really good points there. We're going to talk about a lot of these players like John LeGlue, who really were thrust into the lineup earlier than most would have wanted, but still played well. Guys, let's do knee-jerk reactions first. Brian, we'll start with you after the game. What do you think?
This was not an ugly win. When we talk about close wins, it's ugly win. This is a team who stepped up, who caught fire and looked very good. against a team with a really tough defense.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's okay, we have Brian there. That's good. Dave, go ahead and do yours real quick before we get to some super chats. Go ahead.
My biggest knee-jerk reaction was I had to instantly text my sister, who was at the game with my nephew, cool. and say, you were at a game. This was a great game to be there. Heinz Field, I mean, I heard a report before the game started, an hour before kickoff, you could get tickets for $50.
I saw
and
that.
They were under 60,000. You know what? Guess what? This team, yes, did – some people they'll want to still poo-poo on it. Oh, they gave up the touchdown at the end. I'm still really mad on their first long play on that last drive that TJ Watt got mugged on that one worse than the other one that they declined. Yep. And it wasn't called. I know there was really some tough officiating in this game. I'm really glad they called the obvious pass interference. It would have been an interception. It would have been like this officiating crew to let that go and let it play out. I was really upset with the officials, but guess what? The Steelers overcame and the defense had to show up and win their version of seven shots after the offense just won their version of seven shots. And that's how you want to roll into this.
Don't get me started on the officiating. Do not get me started on the officiating. But if Evgeny Crosby on the 499, he says the mobile quarterback got sacked seven times and the statue not once. How about that? Interesting thought there. Just an interesting thought. Thank you for the tip, by the way, Evgeny. Wilson Pava gives us $9.99. Says, let's freaking go. Classic win. Statement game. Those refs were awful. Ben looked almost vintage. Is LeGlue the new starter? Well, the position he's playing, I wouldn't say he's the starter because of who will be coming back. Hopefully, I've injured reserve sooner than later, and that's Kevin Dotson. So we'll keep that in mind. Next one. Go ahead.
I will say this. He played so well. Now, granted, they weren't scheming for him or anything. They didn't. Yeah. We weren't expecting John LeGlue to be in there. But he played so well. You know, Trey Turner's only here 1 year. I think LeGlue can now have his name in there when it comes to
I'm just
next
thinking
season.
About LeGlue is LeGlue.
He's LeGlue that holds it together. All right. Sorry. I'll let you keep rolling through. Okay.
Sean Manning gives us $2. His TJ is up to 16 sacks, which ties the Steelers franchise record. And he's how many games have they played so far? Oh, 12. So it is 12, right? Yeah. 6-5-1. I can do simple math. Thank you, Dave. Yep. And
yes.
And he's missed two of them.
He's
completely
missed two of them. All these
more
people
than the
that say
one just yeah. from injury.
Yeah. All these people that say all these rules are getting broken because of the 17th game. He's done it in 12.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, Brian, did you want to talk about that at all?
TJ?
Well, yeah, you had brought it up before we went on the air.
Oh, yeah. So this is amazing. Not only has he tied the record this early in his this early in the season, he's really close to a Debo's team record too, which is something that with another good season next year, he's probably going to do that because he's 14 away from that. And I know we don't care about records right now, but just to see what he's doing and what his inclusion in this defense does for the entire team.
Dave, you want to say something?
Yeah, I do want to say something. It's just a correction because my buddy Chris brought this up in the live chat. Good to see you, Chris. That this is dumb. That busted RPO where Ben ran forward and dove back to the line of scrimmage
counts as
a sack. They gave the Ravens a sack on that.
Okay.
One. So technically, he got sacked once. But I'm not counting that as a sack because that was Ben just making the best out of the play that he
they
had.
They can
do,
have
so.
The sack. The Steelers will take the win. How about that? KXM Scary, I'm not sure if I did that correctly, gave us $5 and just said, let's go. Thank you very much for the tip. We appreciate it as always. Kathy Ford, longtime listener. Good to see you, Kathy. Says it was just me and her good karma. That's right.
Yeah,
I think she
just
Jimmy
was at this
yes.
game. I told That's her to right. go meet my me. Sister, yeah. but good I don't know karma. If she did or not.
That's yeah. awesome. There were a lot of people that hit me up on Twitter. So I'm going to the game, not expecting much. Like, I hope you get to see a good game. Like, you know, whatever. There you go. Got to see a classic. X Eddie B gives us $2 Canuck bucks. As Ben is allergic to the middle of the field. Okay. Womp womp.
Yeah, where was that? Wait a second. Where was that throw on the first touchdown to Deontay Johnson?
Down the middle.
Oh, that was the middle of the field.
The key conversion to Pat Freiermuth, middle of the field. Anyways, Arthur Steele, 499, says, Pittsburgh sets us up every time we give up on them. Then they reel us back in, savor every bend moment we have left. This win feels great, and the refs can suck it. I agree with the refs comment, absolutely. Eamon gives us another 499, says, Ben rushed. He's all in for this season. Let's go. That's probably coming off of the news of over the weekend with him basically saying he's done. Cask is $9.99. What a Steelers thing to do. I called it. I told y'all they're going to win the game. They're going to bring us right back. And then they have a short week against Minnesota. Don't want to talk about that right now either. Yeah, I want to bring this up. This isn't a live. This isn't a super chat. But Jeffrey Benedict says, Dave, Jeff, and Brian all picked the Steelers to win this game in our staff picks. And everyone always.
No, Dave didn't.
I did. No. Brian did. He changed his pick when TJ Watt came when he was off the COVID
list. I started to feel like the Steelers were going to win this game, and I was afraid that if I did that, it was just bad.
Andrew Wilbar, he picked the team to win. I think it's the first time he's gotten one right this year.
Yeah.
let's go with Monster 19, $4.99. It's his big win to get some swagger back. Here we go. There you go.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this. Let's break it down.
Chris Covage gives us $5. Sorry, Dave. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Everybody Wang Harbs tonight. And Brad Jewett gives us $4.99. Says, I know we're going to get to grades, but I'm really eager to hear the grade for Tomlin tonight. Allow this to be your transition. Huge win, fellas. Thank you, Brad, as always, for the tip and for being a loyal listener. So let's talk about Tomlin. That was what Brad wanted to talk about. So, Dave, I'm going to start with you. Everyone wanted to bash Tomlin last week. What do you do for this week? I mean, I'm sure they were pumping music at practice for Chase, but other than that, what do you think?
He put him in pads the one day he was allowed to. He explained that in his post-game press conference. You know, basically did all that he could, got him back focused, and now the offense still didn't go over 50 yards on the game until less than 2 minutes left in the half. You know, but the defense, who looked like they, you know, gave up a 99.5-yard drive, but still didn't, got enough with the interception, enough with the sacks, enough to keep them around in the game. And Coach Tomlin just had this group believing that what they could do. I mean, my goodness, they have John LeGlue and Montrevious Adams. Montrevious Adams started. John LeGlue played all but three snaps. And these guys coming in, the next man up and the standard is the standard. You could say, oh, that's just Tomlin talking. These two guys did it. This team was ready to play this week.
Brian, your thoughts on Tomlin?
Kello Witherspoon had an amazing play in this game too. And he started, you know, Montrevious Adams has been on the team for basically five days and he's getting the start. So, you know, it's just, yeah. He rallied him, and he, like Dave said, he talked about the possibility of, when he talked in that Tuesday press conference about the possibility of a different dress, or I don't know how he said it, we're going to be dressed differently this week. And they're saying, could we assume that that could be pads? He's like, yes, possibly. And he knew all along that that's what was going to happen. I bet you it felt like boot camp this week inside that Steelers practice bubble. And if it wasn't, I'd be absolutely surprised, but they were men on a mission tonight, and it felt really good to watch. And it shows that there's a reason that these two coaches, even Wang Harbs and Tomlin, have played each other for 15 straight seasons.
It's pretty crazy. And Sean Manahan gives us $5, says Wang wanged it and it feels so good. And he's talking about Wang Harbs doing his wangy thing. I'm sure I love Brian. You put in your bold predictions that his face looks like he smelled the worst fart ever or something like that. You phrased it something like that.
And we got it.
Oh my gosh. And let's go. Arthur Steele gives us $1.99. says Dungy made a great point. Baltimore are the Steelers of last year, meaning they are getting some breaks, things like that. Luck runs out sometimes. Tyler Bashaw gives us $1.99. Great team win tonight. Absolutely. Thank you very much for the tip. I appreciate it. We all appreciate it. Tyler W gives us $5. Ben is now third all time with 39 fourth quarter comebacks. He is only two behind Tom Brady and four behind Peyton Manning. He is clutch. I'll remember this one. It was fitting. It was fitting on a weekend when, for me, I put out a tweet when I was reading the comments on the article that Dave wrote for the website, behindthesteelcurtain.com, your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers, about Ben's, you know, the report that he was basically saying, this is my last year. And there were all these Steeler fans in there that were just bashing the living daylights out of Roethlisberger. So I took to Twitter and was like, how are people doing this? Like, how can you pay, put only 2021 and maybe the end of 2020 and not realize like the career that he's had? And I feel like this was just a great way for Ben to say, like, I had a really good game. And let's start right there with Ben Roethlisberger. He finishes 21 of 31, 236 yards, a 7.6 average. He threw two touchdowns, probably should have had three. Was sacked that one time that Dave mentioned earlier with a rating of 111.8. Gentlemen, you don't have to give a grade, but let's talk about some BTR right now. Brian, we'll start with you.
Kind of vintage Ben in this game. I loved watching him play in this game. He was fired up on the sidelines, even when the defense was up there. I really loved watching him the entire way. I thought his play on the field was spectacular. The play calling seemed pretty good, the way they mixed in the run and the pass. And he has that, remember that Wi-Fi connection that a certain number 84 used to always talk about? Well, I tell you what, it's fiber Wi-Fi. It's the best possible. It's better than mine. And with Deontay Johnson and Ben Johnson. the best of Canada. with Ben Roethlisberger and Deontay Johnson, there is a great connection right now, and I love it.
See, when you said fiber, I was thinking maybe you thought that the connection needed to be a little bit more regular. I was looking at it from a dietary standpoint.
Oh my gosh. Dave, why don't you talk about BTR then?
What is there not to talk about BTR here? This was vintage Ben Roethlisberger against the Ratbirds. It was, you know, the offense wasn't going well early on. I mean, look at the difference of, like, I think it was the first drive of the second half versus the first drive of the game. Three Najee runs, they came up 1 yard short, had to punt. The other one, it was three Najee runs, they got the first down by 1 yard. That's the difference in everything as you go, just those couple yards. But Ben Roethlisberger, he didn't get choked. I mean, he went over and let Ike Hilliard hear it, apparently. He was upset on that play where the receivers didn't know what to do on the hot route. But he was – I'm not going to say he was mad, or I'm going to say he was passionate. We saw a passionate Ben Roethlisberger go out there, do what he needed to do, and said, let's go win this game.
Yeah, I thought Ben played one of his best. I would say it was a very well-rounded game. He was hitting on some deep passes. I thought that the throw that Deontay Johnson dropped might have been one of his best throws all year. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of off his back throw. Plenty.
It's almost like Johnson wasn't ready for such a good throw.
Right on the money. It looked like Johnson was expecting contact from a defensive back or something of that nature. Ben played great. He deserves to be applauded. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But nonetheless, there's still going to be people out there that are going to criticize it. Louis Damper gives us $4.99. He says, as the apparent hater among us fans, Ben deserves this, and it made me happy to see it. A meaning game. Draft spot took a hit, though. Ugh, Louis, come on. And then he says, pick Pickett. I don't want to hear about Kenny Pickett right now. Steel Dog.
Let me see Kenny Pickett, but he's not on the Steelers. So what are we talking about?
Steel Dog 88 gives us $2 thought. Thoughts on Adams' first game with the Steelers. We're going to get to that. We'll get to Adams. And he was obviously a bright spot with all things considered. Grand Elder 77B gives us $2. He's got a W over. Over my older sister's Ravens. Feels good. We all live in Maryland. This is a big win for us. Okay. Yes. Well, this is a huge win for us. And Philip gives us another $5. Does this team really look tonight like they all watched Ryan Clark chew them out on replay like a clockwork orange skit? It's not over till it hits doubles, all zeros. So, and Mike Tomlin actually in his postgame press conference did say that he hopes that some of the elder statesmen of the Steelers, he's talking about those gold jacket guys, as he put it, that they appreciate the effort and the bounce back from this team. So keep that in mind. Alex Flores gives us $5. I'm giving $5 just to say this. Jackson and the Ratbirds are frauds. They are not what their record says. I think we've all said that, but at the same time, it's easier said than done to beat a team like that, because he's a weapon. Robert Robles, I hope I said that correctly, gives us $4.99. I've only known one Steelers quarterback in the 18 years of me being a Steelers fan. I'm not really going to miss him. I'm really going to miss him.
Whoa, I pulled an Aditi.
I'm really going to miss him when he decides to hang it up. BTSC hashtag team bad. There you go. Brian's fan club is in attendance. All right. So let's go to the running game. Najee Harris finishes 21 of 71, 3.4 average with a long of 13. Benny Snell football that showed up, 2 carries, 13 yards with a long of 8. The Steelers rushed for 25 times, 85 yards, a 3.4 yard average, no touchdowns. But gentlemen, what do you think about the running game for the Steelers? Dave, we'll start with you this time.
I think that the running game, especially early on, they did it enough to keep the Ravens honest rather than just try to chuck it 50 times with knowing that the Ravens had a good run defense. They ran it enough to where they could actually use some play action pass and it'd be effective. And then not only that, they were able to run the ball late, both with Najee Harris and Benny Snell Jr. I want to look it up real quick and see what was their rushing stats in the fourth quarter. How about 48 of those yards came in the fourth quarter?
85?
Yeah, out of the 85. So, that, or at least that's what they have here on the media release. So that's big, being able to run the ball at the key point of the game late whenever you really need to get it done. I was really happy. And yeah, I mean, Benny Snell, he ran hard. If you're only going to get 2 carries, you got to play hard. And he did.
Yeah. Brian, thoughts on the running game?
Wow, so proud of this running game. Now, I'm going to talk about Snell first, exactly what Dave said. Had those 2 carries, but when he came in, when he got the ball the second time after his first carry, I'm like, I have no problem with this. Because it seemed like everybody was fired up. That line was fired up. He was fired up. And you can,
that line,
you had a lot of optimism at that point. But let's talk about, somebody mentioned, I think it was Bill Hillgrove, because on the way home, I was listening to it. They said, not the best game from Najee Harris. And I got to disagree with that, because he was getting so many yards after contact that it was incredible. Even in the first half, the second half, that guy was running hard. And I know we use hard a little too much sometimes, but man, he was just pushing. He was getting stopped after a 3-yard gain that became 9-yard gains and 8-yard gains. And you're like, wow, this guy is really, he is really into the running game, and he could be something very special when that line gets cleaned up and he gets even more maturity. And I think he's a very mature back right now, but he gets just more playing time and more experience in the NFL game. But he's something special.
Like Dave said, the Steelers ran the ball well enough to set up other things, and that's important. It was really important that they weren't just hitting their head against the wall for one, for two. They were actually getting 3-4 yards a clip at times. Those 48 yards in the second half were noticeable. It's been a while since we've seen that from the Steelers running game. Really, really good to see. Let's go to the pass catchers now. Deontay Johnson led the Steelers with 8 catches for 105 yards on 11 targets, 2 touchdowns with a long of 29. Chase Claypool, 2 catches, 52 yards on 3 targets. Najee Harris, 5 for 36. Pat Freiermuth, 3 for 26. And Zach Gentry, 2 for 10. Clutch third down conversion from Gentry. But I really want to talk about, before we get
don't
to
forget
anything else,
Ray's 1 for 7.
That's true. Should have been more. That bogus. Yeah, it was overturn more. Call. Anyways,
you can't overturn
I want to talk about Claypool just for a second. So he had that big catch and run for 40 yards. It was his long. Yep. Then he kind of disappeared and didn't do anything. They showed him on the sideline, and the Steelers were using James Washington more in the passing game. I wanted to get your all thoughts on that. Dave, we'll start with you.
I mean, I wasn't sure if he was dinged up or something at some point. I don't know that that was it, or they just...
He went back into the game.
Yeah. Or if they're like, you're still dealing with the toe, or if it was just, hey, we've got other guys we can use with what we're wanting to do right now. I mean, especially, I don't know. Like, I know the one time, I don't know how many snaps he had, but Cody White came in a couple times early because they were running the ball when he's a really good blocking wide receiver. So I don't know. I don't want to get into it too much. I don't want to read too much into it, but I'm sure we'll eventually hear some kind of report.
It was curious. That's all I'll put. Brian, what do you think?
You know me, I love to read into stuff all the time. And I'll actually say, I don't think he's completely in the doghouse, but there's a part of me that thinks it's like, hey, Mr. Spokesman for the team that was not invited to be the spokesman here. You know what? Maybe you should sit and see what, you know, what smart players do that keep their mouth shut. That's kind of what I thought was going on there. I still think he's so valuable to this team, but really in this game, Diontae Johnson was on fire, and they were also trying to change some things up by throwing to a guy like Ray Ray. And that's like Jeff said, that should have worked. It did work, and then it was taken away.
Well, and the thing is, too, is that Marlon Humphrey does typically travel with who they deem to be the number one weapon. And the Steelers said, Ben Roethlisberger said it leading up to this game, that they expected him to travel with Chase Claypool, which meant that Diontae Johnson was going to see more.
I thought they said they thought he was going to go with Diontae.
Ben, they asked Ben if they thought he was going to go with Chase, and he said, well, we'll see. That's what they're planning for.
But okay.
It doesn't matter.
We'll just throw it to the other guy.
But let's talk about the pass catchers as a whole. Dave, what were your thoughts on all the pass catchers for the Steelers?
All the pass catchers for the Steelers. I thought, you know, other than the Diontae Johnson drop, which, you know, it wasn't like, oh, that was a terrible, easy pass to catch on a short route. But he still should have caught it, and it was like his only drop of the season, maybe a second. Other than that, I just felt like when the ball was when Ben could throw them the ball, other than the times they had the miscommunications of who was supposed to be going where on a hot route, they were coming through. I thought they did a nice job just catching the ball and getting the yards they needed to get. I don't have any complaints about them.
Brian, any thoughts on the pass catchers outside of Claypool?
No, actually, I'm going to give them an A if we were grading, because there's nothing really egregious from the pass catchers that I recall in this game where I was like, oh, come on. I do recall when Dave mentioned when he went over and when Ben went over and talked to Ike, and then turned around and really gave the business to James Washington there too. It looked like, man, he was really chewing out James Washington as well. But that's what Ben saw, not what I saw. So I was thinking in this game that the receivers did look good from my eye test.
Thought there were some really timely catches from the receiving core. Diontae Johnson had a couple. Zach Gentry brought him up. Yeah. Those were big conversions, and those came at timely moments. So kudos to the pass catchers. Thought they had a good game. Phillip gives us another $2. Saw Canada's influence in the game with the pistol. Let's talk about the play calling a little bit. Dave, what were your thoughts on the play calling today?
I'd have to go back and break it down even more. I had no problems with the play calling. I mean, I know some people early might not like some of them. Of course, you know, oh, the Ravens are bad against the pass and the Steelers run the ball and punt the first drive. This was the opposite of what we've been seeing in the Steelers. It was the Steelers are good for their first drive or two to move the ball, and then they can't do anything else the rest of the game, was what had been the theme more recently. This one, you know, three and out the first couple. Then, I mean, at the end, it seemed like they could do whatever they wanted to do. So I'm not saying it was great, but I'm not saying it was terrible.
Yeah, I thought once they settled in, they definitely were able to had the whole play sheet available, put it that way. Brian, what are your thoughts on Canada today?
I thought Canada called a nice game. It was just like Dave, where I saw nothing that made me want to scream. Even in those first two series, I thought they were trying to soften up this team as well on defense, because they were trying to establish the run and then kill them with a pass when they could. Good.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Canada, you know, from everything that you read about him and, you know, his philosophies, is that he uses a lot of stuff in the first half to set up things for the second half. So, you know, the Steelers scored 17 points in the fourth quarter. The lulls early on, I mean, my goodness, they ran six plays in the vast majority of the first half. no first downs in the first half. Like, that was atrocious, and they deserved every bit of booing. If they had the Boo Birds were out at Heinz Field, they deserved it. But at the same time, there are four quarters in a game. You do have a chance for redemption, and that includes coaches like the play caller. And so I thought they rebounded well. The last thing we remember is a good thing. So that also helps. Alida Bernard.
Alida.
I'm sorry. Alida Bernard gives us $2. Has any thoughts on Presley Harvin's punt? Well, there was the beauty that was down to like the 1 foot line. And then that resulted in a 99 yard drive for a touchdown. The only touchdown the Steelers gave up. But then there were a couple others really lousy punts. Dave, go ahead. You want to say something?
Oh, I have to say this. The whole reason I know how to pronounce that name correctly, that is my sister that was at the game.
Nice.
So she actually even chipped in some cash.
Nice.
That 64 yard punt was a thing of beauty. It was after a not so good one. And then my goodness, they had a 25 yard punt where they got the ball at the 25. You know, it's the consistency factor there with him. But I mean, you can see what he can do, but you can also see that it's sometimes just not going to be there play after play.
Yeah. Brian, any thoughts on Big Press?
You know what? He's a rookie, and we're now expecting a shank a week, it seems. But that beauty was a beauty, and then next thing you know, they go 99 yards with it.
99 yards. Yeah, that was the thing. They wasted it. They wasted one of the best punts we'd seen for so long, and they wasted it.
But there's just not a lot of consistency with Big Press. There wasn't consistency with Jordan Berry either. So, I mean, if I'm comparing the two of these guys, I'm thinking that, you know, you still have the more of a chance for Big Press to boom the heck out of him more than Berry would have. But that's for next year. We're riding with Press this year.
Yeah, for sure. Still, consistency. It's all I want out of a punter, whether it's Presley Harvin the third, whether it's anyone else. That's all I want is consistency. Sean Manahan gives us $2, says Claypool at 26 yards per catch. Yes, that's what the average comes down to. But at the same time, if he's missing assignments, not doing what he's supposed to on hot reads and stuff like that, then that could lead to him not being on the field as much, which is, I think, what we saw. Let's lastly talk about the offensive line. The only surrendered one sack, which clearly was questionable. Ben ran, got tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Dave, you're an offensive line guy. What do you think about the offensive line in this game?
When you notice the offensive line is when they're not getting the job done. That's when you pay attention to them. Were you really noticing the offensive line in this game? No. Did you notice, if you listened to Tony Romo and didn't mute him when he was talking about the run plays that he really liked, when they just drove forward and handed the ball off to Najee, those were fantastic. And that was, you know, so those were great. LeGlue stepped in a big spot there and played well. I think all in all, the offensive line did a nice job. I don't think they had a penalty in the game. I don't think there was a hold. I don't think there was a false start. So that's another thing to commend them for. I thought, even though, you know, they're like, oh, well, the run game wasn't that great, they were going against the number two run defense in the league, and they were still able to run the ball. So, you know, some better than they had the last couple weeks. So kudos to the offensive line. I think they did a real nice job.
Brian, thoughts on the O-line?
Yeah, phenomenal. And I got to say, Dan Moore Jr., when he went down, I got scared because I'm like, oh, we cannot lose this guy. Even though he is a rookie and he has some growing pains, I thought he had one block in the first half that was incredible.
Yeah, I thought the offensive line played extremely well. In all things considered, you know, no Dotson, still have the rookies in there. The interior of the offensive line was not looking good when BJ Finney was in there. LeGlue comes in, all of a sudden they're getting some push. It was good to see. It was really good to see, and they also provided Roethlisberger enough time to deliver passes. So, yeah, he was hit. I don't know, Dave, do you have the QB hits up for the Ravens?
Sorry, I'm
I got looking. It.
You're taking care of this. Yeah, I took care of one spam. You take care of the spam. QB hits for the Ravens.
Only three.
Three times. And really one of them was that sack where he dove forward on the play that the receiver didn't turn around in time on the RPO.
All right. So that's enough of the offense. We're going to be talking about the defense in part two. If you're watching live on Facebook or on YouTube, don't go anywhere. We're not going anywhere. And then when we come back, if you're on the podcast side, go to part two. We'll be talking about the defense and more final thoughts. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.